The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the GOAT Debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo. In this podcast series, we'll dive deep into the legendary careers of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and find out who's the GOAT. I'm your host, DJ Drake. Welcome back to the DJ Drake Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Drake, and today we're going to be talking about Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, specifically their skills. So basically today I'll be exploring how they became so good at what they do. Whether you're a player or just a fan, you'll get to see what makes them both special and how they achieve their incredible talents. So let's do a quick recap on Lionel Messi. So as you guys know, he was born in Argentina. Messi started playing soccer when he was just a little kid. He had a huge passion for the game. But hear me out, Messi did face some challenges, if you believe me or not. Yes, I know he's a GOAT. Like, he's amazing, such an amazing player, but he also had some difficulty achieving it. So, he had a growth hormone deficiency, which meant he was smaller than most kids his age. But instead of giving up, guess what he did? He used this to his advantage. And there's multiple videos of him on YouTube playing in the streets. You guys can search it up. You'll find it easily online. So as a young boy, Messi practiced his dribbling a lot. He will play in tight spaces, like places where you could barely even play. It was amazing. Like the streets of his hometown, it was like closed in together. So this basically helped him become super skilled at keeping the ball close to his feet. He learned to control the ball like it was glued to him. Like his performance in 2012 is outstanding. To quickly explain what dribbling is when a player runs with the ball while keeping it under control. Messi mastered this by practicing different moves. He often uses quick changes in direction and speed to outsmart the defender, which usually caused the defenders to fall down, which is embarrassing. So, one of his most famous moves is called La Croqueta. I'm sorry for people who speak Spanish if I'm mispronouncing it, but that what is called La Croqueta. So basically what it is he quickly shifts the ball from one foot to the other to get past a defender. And then there's the nutmeg where he passes the ball through a defender's leg, like in between, and runs around them. This keeps the defenders guessing where to go and make them feel off balance, which usually causes them to fall down. So how exactly did Messi achieve these skills? He practiced, and guess what? He practiced some more. He spent so much time, so many hours perfecting his technique. He also watched videos of other great players to learn new tricks. And don't forget, playing against older kids helped him improve fast because they were tougher to beat. So now, let's talk about Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiros. So a quick recap on him. He was born in Portugal. Ronaldo had a different journey, but equally impressive. He was known for his amazing speed and his powerful shot. It was like a rocket almost. While Messi relied on his dribbling, Ronaldo focused on his physical and his athleticism. So Ronaldo started playing at a young age, obviously. He was always the fastest kid on the field, but he didn't just rely on his speed. He trained hard every single day. He would practice his shooting, jumping, and heading to score goals. It's amazing how high he jumped. If you search up on Google, how high did Ronaldo jump, you will be absolutely shocked. I won't say it because I want this to be a surprise for you. So when you watch the video, you'll be like, what? No way. It's amazing. 100% recommend watching it. So shooting is very important in soccer. So Ronaldo perfected his shooting technique by focusing on his foot placement and body positioning. He practices hitting the ball with different parts of his foot to control how it moves in the air. Sadly, it's getting weaker and weaker for him because, as you guys know, talent does not last forever. He's pushing 40 years old, and so his shot is not as good as it used to be, but it's pretty impressive how he's still going, making some goals. So let me talk about his free kicks. Let me just tell you, it's legendary. He takes them with power and precision. He studies the goalkeeper's position and aims to place the ball in the perfect spot. His fitness routine is intense. It's crazy. He does strength training, cardio, and flexibility exercises to stay in top shape. Like, if you see his body, so there was a study done on him, and basically, when he was 37 years old, he had a body of a 24 years old. It's actually crazy. He looks like he's pushing 30, even though he's almost in his 40s. Crazy. So, if you want to know what Ronaldo's secret is, it's basically discipline and hard work. He follows a strict diet and training schedule. He practices for hours, perfecting his skills and pushing his limits. He believes that talent is important, but hard work is what really makes you great, which is why so many people look up to him, because he was a complete nobody. And with dedication, motivation, like I said in my previous episode, guess what? He made it to the top, becoming one of the greatest player of all time. So Messi and Ronaldo have different styles. Messi is all about skill and finessing the ball, while Ronaldo focuses on strength and accurately shooting the ball in. Both have worked extremely hard to become the players they are today. In matches, you can see the unique talents. Messi often creates amazing moments with his dribbling and quick thinking. It's like he's a little snake just slithering through, like no one can stop him. Ronaldo, on the other hand, shines with his powerful shot and his amazing ability to control the ball as well. Sadly, his dribbling got weaker in 2014, where he got injured. He suffered a knee injury, and sadly, after that, he wasn't the best at dribbling, but it's pretty impressive how he managed to come back from the injury. Both players have won a lot of awards. Let's get that clear. They won a lot. Insane. In 2008, Ronaldo almost won every single award. I think he just missed one, the Puskas Award, which is doing a trick shot, like an impressive shot. That's the only thing. But Messi and Ronaldo both broken a lot of records, and they inspired millions and millions of people. Like, for example, Kylian Mbappe, he won the World Cup. How? Because of Ronaldo. He realized that without hard work, you cannot achieve anything. And guess what he did? He won the World Cup at just 20 years old. Amazing. I think he was 19. It was a few months before he turned 20. So basically, they show us that whether you're small like Messi or strong like Ronaldo, with dedication and hard work, you can achieve your dreams. So what can we learn from Messi and Ronaldo? It's pretty simple if you ask me. Practice a lot, be disciplined, and never stop believing in yourself. Soccer is all about passion, and both players remind us that with hard work, anything is possible. Like, please take Ronaldo as an example. He was a nobody. He was poor. Nobody knew him on the street. Like, he came from a nobody to a somebody. Let that go through your mind for a sec. He became from a nobody to a somebody with hard work. And Messi too. Let's give credit to Messi as well, because he was also the same as Ronaldo, though. So let's talk about, how did Messi managed to go to 5 foot 7. So let's guess. Let's get this clear. Like, let me say this. So basically, he took medicine. It's like a growth hormone. He injected it in his leg, which grow his body and stuff. And so he luckily grew a lot from that. I don't know exactly what it called, because I don't want to make it up, but you guys can search it up what he took to grow taller. Ronaldo is standing at 6'2". He didn't take anything. He just had hard work, dedication. He wanted to prove the world that you can achieve anything. And look, he won. He's a top scorer of 2023, which is amazing, because I thought he was finished after his 2020 matches he played in 2020, because he scored like only 20 goals in 2020-2021. I genuinely thought he was finished, but guess what? He proved the world that age is just a number. While it can affect how you play and weaken you, he proved the world that you can achieve anything and you can finish it whenever you want. You just have to, like, you have to put in the hard work. Like, Lionel Messi, he basically achieved everything. He won the main thing, the World Cup. And after that, he got a bit lazy. He's not even as good as he used to be. It's like he's almost done with his career, basically. Because he plays in Inter Miami. And so it's like a retirement league, basically. It's not the best league, which I respect. Because this guy was conquering the world for over 20 years. Him and Ronaldo both shared the stage together. And you probably are thinking like, oh, they're both enemies. No, they're not. They're great friends. Like, it's the fans that are making them look bad. Like, they'd be like, oh, Ronaldo's better because he has, what, more awards. Messi is better because he has more Ballon d'Or. Like, no. And just the fan base that is toxic. And it's honestly sad to see this, because we should appreciate for what we have, because we'll never see something like this ever again. I'm not trying to exaggerate it or something, but the way these guys played, like, if you guys actually watched soccer, you would understand what I mean. Like, they're extremely unique. It's like once in a generation. Like, I'm so happy I exist during this timeline. While I do regret saying some rude stuff about Messi and sometimes Ronaldo because how they play, I should understand, like, it's not easy. Because I tried to play soccer once and I did terrible. I got tired so fast. I couldn't breathe properly because I was running too fast. And so after that, I never judged any soccer player again, because I know obviously they're trying their best to win and show the world. Like, Ronaldo doesn't care about the money. He just cared to, he really cared to show the world that you can achieve anything, which he clearly did. While Lionel Messi, bro, the way Lionel Messi is playing is amazing. Like, he's like a, what is it called? Like a magician, the way he dribbles the balls and stuff. Like, that's amazing how he does it. It's very inspiring to the younger generation. And guess what? He also proved the world that just because you're small doesn't mean that you can't play soccer. Obviously, I mean, you can play soccer. He proved it. He's 5'7", which is kind of small for soccer. And he showed everyone, like, yo, guys, look, I'm small, but yet I can dribble past everyone. And I can run as fast like Ronaldo. He's slightly slower than Ronaldo, but it's pretty much up there. But that's insane. He's 5'7" and Ronaldo's 6'2". Comes to show that height doesn't really matter. Like, if you're extremely small, then that's something. But, like, overall, you know what I mean. But overall, the mentality is the most important thing. You need to put in the hard work. I know I keep repeating it. It's kind of getting repetitive. But I need you guys to understand. Without hard work, you will not achieve it. I'm sorry, but you'll simply not achieve it. You have to put in the hard work. I don't know. Words cannot describe it. It's only the action that can really describe it. But yeah, guys, that's basically it for this episode. Next episode, I'm going to just say it to let you guys know. I'm probably going to talk about their life off the pitch, what they do off the pitch, and how it affects them during the gameplay. So thank you so much for listening to DJ Drake Podcast. And I'm your host, DJ Drake, signing off. And until next time, peace.